and that great lover of the screen who softly whispers in the lady's ears.
Hi, this is Keith.
Oh, he's so irresistible.
Your host at the Retro Radio Podcast.
And don't forget the Retrobots. I'm Jill.
I'm Tom.
And I'm David.
So this is what they look like.
The Internet's best-kept secret source of your favorite old-time radio shows.
Oh, I see what you mean, Doctor.
It's the place where
new tech
meets old tech and likes it.
Oh, come now, Clyde.
Always family-friendly, always good, clean fun.
Well, that ought to do it. Take off your clothes.
Well,
please do stop by the webpage at retro-otr.com.
I certainly wish you would.
And leave us a comment or drop us an email. We'd love to hear from you.
Ah, there you are, Fatso. Come here to Mama and give her a great big kiss.
Welcome to the Retro Radio Podcast. Our feature today will be...
Hold on a second. Hi, this is Keith, and we're going to play something different today, and maybe even for the next couple of podcasts. Out of honor of the anniversary of Lum and Abner, this year, actually, as this, just in this past April, was the 80th anniversary of the first Lum and Abner radio show, and it's the 75th anniversary of Pine Ridge. In fact, on May the 5th, there'll be a show on my retro-otr.com webpage that will commemorate the 1936 ceremony to bestow the name change of Waters becoming the name of Pine Ridge, Arkansas. So you may not want to miss that, and even if you're listening to this in the future, and May 5th has already passed, you can check it out on the webpage with the archives, or just do a search for Lum and Abner, or just click on my channels to Lum and Abner, and you'll find it, I'm sure. And anyway, I wanted to mention all that, and also to say a few words about festivities coming up in Pine Ridge, Arkansas. If you're available to attend, and mark your calendars now, on June the 3rd and 4th, actually the whole event runs from June 2nd, which is a Thursday, through June 5th, which is a Sunday, is Lum and Abner Days down in Pine Ridge, Arkansas. And if you can go, it'll be a fun thing. It'll be basically a huge carnival with all the usual attractions and rides and food and games and entertainment. But the special thing about the 3rd and 4th will be the days that the National Lum and Abner Society will be down there. Anyhow, I have a special treat. I do have a little bit of history about Pine Ridge I want to share. I've taken an article from one of the early Jot 'em Down journals, which is the official publication of the National Lum and Abner Society. And this will actually be Donald Pitchford himself reading it. And it's a modern reading of an old article. And so, with that said, we'll have him start now.
Now, the lead article, The Pine Ridge Story by Lon and Kathy Stucker. The folks here in the real Pine Ridge are very pleased to know that there is so much interest being rekindled in the mythical Pine Ridge. We'll keep you posted on what is happening here now and fill in the blanks in the history of the Jot 'em Down store as we write periodic articles for our good friends in the National Lum and Abner Society. First, a quick review. In 1909, Dick Huddleston, an up-and-coming businessman in Waters, Arkansas, built a large general merchandise store in the middle of town, and got his supplies and groceries from a Mr. Goff's wholesale business in Mena, 20 miles west. Later, Mr. Goff's son, Norris, but everyone called him Tuffy, and his friend Chet Locke, did many of the deliveries. Young Chet's father owned the bank and sawmill in Mena, so he had family business to check on along the route, too. Often the two would be hours late getting home and still wouldn't have gotten any farther than Waters, because they had entertained the day away, listening to and telling stories around the old pot-bellied stove in Huddleston's store. You know the rest of the Lum and Abner story, or you will, after future issues of the Jot 'em Down Journal, but do you know how close to oblivion the original Pine Ridge stories came? By the 1960s, the heyday of radio was over. The lifeblood of the Arkansas mountains had been drained away by drought, depression, and war, and most of the small towns and their wooden stores and homes had crumbled without a trace along the crooked roads. Dick Huddleston had remained an important local citizen and was known as Arkansas's ambassador of goodwill, but he died in 1963. His old store wasn't entirely closed, but his daughter Ethel didn't keep it open full-time because, after all, the days of general merchandise stores were dead, too. In 1936, Waters had become Pine Ridge, and a few curious passers-by still stopped to gaze through the windows at the old things, but most people, including the residents of Pine Ridge, thought that everyone had forgotten about Lum and Abner. Things began to change in 1969. Ralph and Dorothy McClure were wanting to get out of crowded, noisy California and were scouting for a project in the middle of the country where they had each been born while visiting friends and family. It was a very happy event for all Lum and Abner fans that they happened upon the sagging, crumbling old store and decided that it needed a far better fate. They remembered Lum and Abner and were sure other people would too if they only knew that there was a place to tie their memories to. The McClures bought the old Huddleston store, restored and repaired the wooden floors and walls and the tin roof, keeping it as original as possible. They arranged what was left of the original store merchandise and fixtures in the back of the store, displayed their large collections of beautiful art glass and handsome antique guns in the front, and had gifts and souvenirs in between. They contacted Chet Locke, who was once again living in Arkansas, and though he had his doubts that anyone still cared about Lum and Abner, he agreed to contribute what he could to help the fledgling museum. He also contacted Tuffy Goff, who, though too ill to ever visit, sent documents and encouragement. Within a few years, as the McClures accumulated more museum displays and more visitors wanted Lum and Abner souvenirs, it became evident that more room was needed. Across the road, over the hill, there stood an old hay barn. But it didn't look like a normal hay barn should. It sported the familiar false front and tall windows of a turn-of-the-century store, just as the Huddleston store did, though it was much smaller. Ethel told the McClures that indeed it had been built in 1904 and had been the general store across the street from her father's store, just as on the radio program Lum and Abner's Jot 'em Down store had been across the street from Dick Huddleston's. It was quickly acquired, refurbished, and a full-scale museum was in the works. The shelves were filled with the old store merchandise, the walls covered with Lum and Abner memorabilia, and the floor space arranged with the Cracker Barrel and checkerboard, the barber chair, the pot-bellied stove, the corn sheller, etc. The Lum and Abner Jot 'em Down store and museum had come to fruition. Now, in Pine Ridge, Arkansas, on Lum and Abner Highway 88, you can still visit the two stores, one the gift shop, the other the museum, sitting side by side. In a town that is no bigger than but not much smaller than it was in the days of Chet Locke and Norris Goff, grocery boys, thanks to Ralph and Dorothy McClure. We'd love to visit with you. Lon and Kathy Stucker, authors of this article, and the curators of the Lum and Abner Jot 'em Down store and Lum and Abner Museum. Below this we have an advertisement. Visit the Lum and Abner Museum and Jot 'em Down store, open March through November, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. through 5 p.m. Sunday, and by appointment. Located on Lum and Abner Highway 88, Pine Ridge, Arkansas, 71966. Telephone 501-326-4442. Tour buses welcome. Y'all drive careful.
All right, thanks. And that once again was Uncle Donnie Pitchford, the president of the National Lemon Abner Society. And you can find that site at lemonabnersociety.org. Please visit. There's a lot of good information there, a lot of good history. You can get back episodes of the Jot 'Em Down Journal. Now, on with the show.
We have a little time, so here's the tune Wranglers with Lum and Abner's signature song, They Cut Down the Old Pine Tree.
Was a classic.
Next is our feature.
But first,
our feature on the webpage that I want to talk about today, because I, of course, have to talk about the webpage. On my sidebar, I have a little advertising area that I really would like people to notice whenever they visit the page. Of course, it's all about the old-time radio shows. But if you notice those little sponsor ads, it can be as simple as, you know, right-clicking on the Google ad and loading the page. Just check them out. If you see something you like, just click it and have a look at it. Sometimes you'll see my Tupperware affiliation. And the best thing to do is click that and visit their site and buy something, because that's how we get a little bit of support from those folks. Other things you may see popping up there is my good old piggy bank icon that says donate. Click the button and you can go to PayPal and donate. And I've also added some other things in there. Does anybody remember those good old Burma Shave signs on the side of the road? If you don't, you're probably younger than, I wanted to say, 40 or so. But Burma Shave was an old shaving cream, and one of their sponsoring gimmicks was to put these signs alongside of the road back before the days of interstate. Anyway, that, if you're wondering what the heck those little slogans are, that's those. But I thought I would do something a little different to get people to look at when they want to click on some of the ads. But still, there's a donate button. Just click it. Donate any amount. Nothing will be turned down. But suggested amounts, I would say $10.
For the sum of, say, $10?
I didn't say nothing about giving you $10.
Well, I heard somebody say it, and I accept.
But anything you see there, feel free to click, donate, make a purchase. Anything that's done there will help to support the podcast, to keep us up and running. And I like that. And I would thank you a lot for doing so.
Now for our featured presentation.
Down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. Have you ever wondered why so many medical and child feeding authorities recommend Horlicks? Well, it's because Horlicks is rich in the precious vitamins that children need, rich in minerals too, and invaluable carbohydrates and proteins. That's why Horlicks helps develop husky bodies and strong bones and teeth. You can't do anything better for those children of yours than to give them plenty of Horlicks malted milk. Vacuum processed from rich, full cream milk and the finest of wheat and malted barley, Horlicks is rich in the wholesome nourishment that young bodies need. They'll love it, too. All children like the taste of Horlicks. No family should be without a package on the pantry shelf. And now, here's a special message from Lum and Abner about that flashlight that they offered to send to listeners. They say they just didn't know they had so many friends. The number of requests for flashlights was so great that they can't be made quickly enough to send out promptly. But they want you to know that everyone who sent in will get his flashlight just as soon as is humanly possible. They appreciate your waiting and know that you will be delighted with your flashlight when you do finally get it. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner's swap idea, that of trading groceries out of his store for anything the customer might have to trade, is proving very popular. He has monopolized business in Pine Ridge for the past few days, and incidentally is acquiring a large and assorted collection of animals, as well as other odds and ends. As we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find Lum alone in the store. Dick Huddleston is just entering. Listen.
Well, come in, come in. Right over on this side of the store for lowest prices. Quantity merchandise at quality. Oh, howdy, Dick. Thought you was a customer coming in.
No, I didn't want to buy nothing, Lum. I was just looking for Abner.
For Abner?
Yeah.
Well, I reckon he's out back there tending to that livestock he is. I ain't saw him in a couple of hours now. Sit down. He'll more likely be in directly.
Yeah, well, I'll just wait till he gets inside. I can't talk to him out there if he's busy, no way.
Yeah, he's busy, I'll tell you that. Keeps him and Cedric both busy all day tending to that stock of his. You ought to see just what all he's got back there. Outdoing this conglomeration of animals I've ever seen in my life. He just went from hog wild. Swap for anything they'll bring in here.
Yeah, well, that's what I want to talk to him about, Lum.
He's got goats and hogs and cows and dogs and chickens and turkeys and guineas and possums. Swap for 3 possums and a coon this morning.
For goodness sake.
He's got 60-some-odd rabbits out there.
60?
There was, last county made, and yes, this Snake Hogan's panned off an old horse on him. I just wish you could see him. Abner gave Snake Hogan $50 in trade for it, and he laid down out there at the side of the store and taken him and Cedric my now all night to get him in the lot back there.
Yeah. Well, Abner never was much of a trader, no way, Lum. I don't see why he started on this swapping business in the first place.
I don't neither. I wouldn't give him $3 for that horse, even if he lives.
Yeah.
He had the veteran over here twice today. He's so weak he can't even stand up.
Well, now, how does he ever expect to come out on a deal like that, Lum? He can't sell a horse. He's that near dead.
Well, he's going to try to pan the horse off on somebody. He's got him propped up out there in the stall to where he sort of looks like he's standing up.
Yeah. Well, he just ruined the business here in town, Mom. That's what he's doing. If he's making any money out of it, well, I wouldn't complain. But that's what I came over to talk to him about. He's not making anything, and we can't make nothing.
Why, no.
I haven't made expenses all week. All my customers are bringing eggs or chickens or something over here and swapping them to them for groceries, and you can't get them to pay cash as long as they can do that.
Well, I don't know. He won't last long, no, Dick. Just look over there how his stock's running down.
Yeah.
See how empty them shelves is again?
Yeah, they are.
He'll be out of merchandise in a few days. Or 80s are going now. He's already run out of feed. That bunch of stock he's got out there is eating him out of business. He had to buy feed from me today.
He did?
Yeah, he's the best customer I've got now. Fact is, he's about the only one, I guess. Granny's, I'm sure making him pay a profit on that feed I'm selling him, though.
Well, where's he getting the money to pay for it, Lum?
Well, I'm having to sell it to him on a credit. See, he ain't got no cash money at all.
Yeah, you're taking big chances, eh? Ain't you sell him on a credit with all that trading that he's doing?
Yeah, but I know I couldn't hardly turn Abner down. I've known him so long. You know?
No, of course. But now, fellas, got to watch this credit business, Lum. I had a chance this morning to sell a batch of stuff on a credit and make some money, but I turned them down because I knew there wasn't a chance for me to ever get my money out of it.
Right, sure.
It's that circus that's supposed to open up here tomorrow.
Circus?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Been seeing some bill posters around town.
Oh, yeah, they're it down with
them. Yeah, it looks like that's going to be right smart of a show.
Well, I don't know, Lum. They ain't got much. Just a bunch of old wore-out animals. It's so poor they look like about half starved.
Well, I do know.
I went down to look over what they had this morning. Just about ready to fold up. More likely be stranded right here in Pine Ridge.
Well, I do know.
Why, they didn't have enough groceries there in the cook tent to last them through the day.
Yeah.
They don't make arrangements for credit around here someplace. Well, I don't know what they're going to do.
More likely be on charity.
Why, sure, that's what I'm afraid of. Have to feed them all the rest of the winter.
I feel sorrowful for folks like that, but I'm glad they never come over here looking for credit. I'd hate to turn them down, but I know I can't afford to feed a whole circus crew.
Why, I know. That's the way I felt about it. And ain't a chance in the world a feller ever getting his money from an outfit like it.
Why,
no,
wait a minute. There's our ring. Hi, Granny, this is one time I can ask my own prices without Abner cutting under me. Hello? This is the Jot 'em Down store. I'm Edwards talking. No, Mom, that's Abner, Mr. Peabody's side of the store that's doing that. Uh-huh. Well, I just couldn't tell you, Mrs. Willis. You have to talk to him about it. I reckon he will, though. He ain't turned nobody down on nothing yet. Well, he ought to be in most any time now. All right, I'll tell him. No, not at all, not at all. Goodbye. George Willis is woman and calling. Wants to swap a couple of house cats and some goldfish for some groceries.
For goodness sake.
I told her to fetch him on down. He'll swap for anything. He's got a whole cage full of white mice back there he swapped for this morning.
White mice?
He'll take them. He ought to take goldfish.
Well, what in the world does he expect to do with all this stuff? Stuff like white mice.
I don't know. I don't think he knows himself. Don't reckon he looked that far ahead. Just swap it.
Well, it beats anything that I've ever seen.
Ain't no use to talk to him about it, though. I tried it again this morning. He says I was just jealous because he's doing such a big business.
Yeah. Well, he can have all that kind of business he wants, Lum. I don't want none of it. I know that.
Anyway, here comes Cedric in the back door there, Dick. Mind out what you say.
Oh, yeah. Well, howdy, Cedric.
Well, howdy, Mr. Dick. Whereabouts is Mr. Abner at, Mr. Lum?
I don't know, Cedric. I just lied. He's out back there tending to his stock.
No, he left out there about an hour ago. Went off with some feller. I don't know who he was.
Yeah, he's more than likely out making another trade with somebody.
he better get them dogs or them possums one out of the same pen back there.
You mean he's got the dogs and the possum in the same pen, Cedric?
Well, no, not in the same pen. He's got the possums in a cage, but the dogs is barking at them and scaring the rest of the livestock out there.
Yeah, just let them bark. It ain't none of my worry.
Well, it ain't none of mine either. That is, it ain't supposed to be. I went to work down here at the store. You fellas said you wanted me to deliver groceries. All I did the last 2 days is build pens and look after that menagerie out there.
Keeping you pretty busy, all this, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. Them pigeons got out a while ago, and I had a time of getting them all back in. Never did catch two of them. They flew off.
Well, sir, I want to go back there, direct, and see that zoo, just to see what it looked like back there.
Yeah, Abner'll be running competition with that circus over there for long.
Hey, or just join up with him. I'm just 50 and 50-50. They'd have a pretty good show with all he got.
Maybe somebody else wanting to swap some animals, I reckon. Well, better tell him we ain't got no more room out there now, Mr. Lone. Hello? Got him down, store. I'm Edwards talking. Why, no, he ain't here. I don't know where he's at, Ike. He done what? Well, don't jump on me about it. Me and him ain't partners no more. He's the one that's doing the swapping. Well, I couldn't tell you. There's a couple back there, but I don't know who he got them off of. Well, wait a minute. Old receiver. Who did Abner get them two hounds from, Cedric?
Oh, let's see. I believe he swapped Miss Reynolds out of them this morning.
Hello? Yeah, I reckon they're yours, Ike. Cedric says Abner got them from your woman this morning. Well, I don't know. You'll have to see him about it. Well, that's up to you and him. I don't know what the law is on it. All right. All right, Ike. Goodbye. Yeah, Granny's Abner's got himself into it now, sure enough.
What's the matter, Lon?
Why, that was Ike Reynolds. Mad enough to bite. Said while he's down at the sawmill at work today, his woman brung his two best hounds down here and swapped them to Abner for groceries. Now he's loaned them back. Said they weren't hearing the trade.
Well, if I was him, I'd go let a good chuddin'.
Well, he said it was the best two varmint dogs he had on the place. Said they're both extras.
Well, that Ike's pretty mad when he gets mad that way. He's a hard customer.
Oh, yeah, he's mad now, too. Says he's going to give Abner a lickin' or get them hounds back, won't
he? See, yonder comes Mr. Abner out front there now.
Yeah, there he is.
I expect I better get on back out there and see if them pigeons just came back yet. They're supposed to be homers, but I don't know where they think they live at now. Over here or back over there at Doolittle's place where they come from.
Howdy, Abner. You got yourself into it now, Abner. Ike Reynolds just called up and said his woman swapped you a couple of his hounds unbeknownst to him. Says he's going to get them back or give you a licking.
Yeah, I'd just like to see him try. I ain't the constable here for nothing.
Yeah, I've been waiting to see you too, Abner.
Yeah, well, I've been over making a big deal. I dogged, I sold $200 worth of groceries just now. Beat you fellas to it.
$200 worth?
Yes, sir, $200. That circus that's in town, I made arrangements to furnish them all their stuff while they're here.
Oh, yeah.
Did you sell that outfit some groceries on the credit, Abner?
Oh, goodness.
Well, yes, but he's going to pay me for it to leave town on.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah.
You'll never get a nickel of it, Abner.
No.
Dick was just now telling me they're just about ready to fold up.
Yeah, but now they never put nothing over on me. I got them where they'll have to pay me. I've got a first mortgage on every animal they got down there. Bears and lions and monkeys and zebras and camels.
Well, Abner may not be making any money, but he's certainly doing the business. Ladies and gentlemen, in the following scene, we find it 7 a.m. in the Peterson home. The alarm's ringing now. Let's see what happens.
Hey, turn that off, Lars.
Who, me? What's wrong with you turning it off?
Oh, all right, if you can't even do that.
And don't grouch about it.
Grouch? Say, if you'd slept as little as I did last night, you'd be grouchy, too.
Well, it is time to get up, you know. What's the matter with you lately, anyway?
Yeah, I wish I knew. Haven't had a good night's rest for days.
Well, you certainly sound like it, too. Listen, Ed, why don't you try that milk drink Mrs. Arnold told us about?
What's that?
Horlick's.